This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Learning how to program computers hasn't been a requirement for music students, but a professor at one top school thinks it should be. At the California Institute for the Arts, or CalArts, music students are learning how to program and build robots. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Don't expect to hear everyone play A when the Carmetic Machine Orchestra warms up.
So people log onto the client and just make a simple test that you can talk to the robots?
Professor Ajay Kapoor is making sure everyone is signed on to the same server. Okay.
Whose is that test?
That was me.
Okay. Watching the Carmetic Machine Orchestra perform is like looking at the inside of a factory through a sheet of glass. It churns. Gears turn. Wired mallets beat drum heads. Workers press buttons on laptops in rhythm. Student Jim Murphy built what he calls a string bot with aluminum boxes.
And at the base of them, there's a motor that spins quickly and plucks a string with guitar picks. And the speed of the motor and the direction of the motor can be adjusted. It's kind of amazing to be able to sit there with just one person controlling what sounds like an orchestra of percussive sounds. And I feel like I get a very, very close connection with the music when I'm doing that.
There are conventional instruments in the orchestra, a sitar, a bass, a piano, but even they are connected to the matrix of robots. Programming a machine to make music isn't new. That's been around at least as long as player pianos. But these robots improvise.
You feel like you're playing with another human. And instead of simply manipulating a tool, it feels like you are sitting there playing with something that has its own quirks. It has almost its own personality. Each robot has a different feel to it.
The programs that bring spontaneity to these robots were all written by the students. At a time when so much music is created with computers, Professor Ajay Kapoor thinks musicians should all know how to program because it gives them more control.
Only knowing how to use like a software package that comes out from a certain company completely limits you to this is the sounds that you can use, and this is the only way that you can really think about this media and this art. Learning to program and build all these things yourself, you can make up whatever you want.
But humans should be making music, not robots, says Jaron Lanier. Lanier is a musician, a composer, and the computer scientist who popularized the term virtual reality.
This particular project, while I really agree with the impulse and I actually like the work, I think is kind of making a mistake in the sense that making robots play music is kind of missing the point. It's sort of like having a robot have sex for you so you don't have to.
But the robots aren't replacing humans, says musician John Woods Wall.
To me, it's more of an instrument than a robot. I think of it as an instrument first and a robot second.
And it's an instrument that can make sounds that humans just can't. Tyler Yaman has been working on a robot to play in a gamelan, an Indonesian musical ensemble that includes gongs, flutes, and metal drums.
Normally, one person would play two or three pots at a time with two sticks, but instead of having like a robot with two arms, we'd have a robot with seven arms.
Robots that pluck strings and bang drums are also a lot more interesting to watch than most electronic music, says Professor Kapoor. The usual electronic show is some guy or girl standing behind a laptop hooked up to a couple of speakers.
And I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. Why did I come here to see this performance? I could probably listen to this on some nice speakers, you know, in a studio.
When the Carmetic Machine Orchestra performs, Kapoor says the audience gets a close-up of the moving parts live on giant screens.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, Professor A.J. Kapoor says he's not trying to teach his students to be programmers. He's trying to help them become artists.
We're not MIT, and we're not like a technical university. We are a music school. Our job is to make good music that people want to listen to.
Because even if machines are making the music, so far, they've shown no real interest in listening to it. Laura Seidel, NPR News.